Welcome to the Polycast, an official podcast of the Civilization site.
The person who started the thread, whoever, who are they?
No, I think we need to start.
What I've been doing lately is playing as two or three of the Civs and fighting myself.
Talk about being bipolar.
You know, we could really say that for any topic we've pretty well ever done on this show. It depends.
It depends, yes.
Next. One interpretation of that is, if they have a high GNP, get ready to pillage.
And I'm wondering about this thing, how powerful is your computer? Is this just a talking, bragging discussion, or what?
Absolutely.
With 3 gigs of RAM, a GeForce 7800 GT with 256 megabytes of VRAM, and a widescreen monitor.
Oh, just love it when you talk dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Mackie turns her computer on. She hears the fan. Whoa! I thought maybe Imran's reaction might have been barbarian farming for XP, but I run Vista.
Oh, that too.
No.
Then we don't have to think about it anymore for a while.
Then we don't have to think for a while. All we do are podcasts.
So, in other words, business as usual.
I will be gracious. Emran can do whatever he is he usually does.
You don't want to know.
Sure, whatever approach you want to take with it, I will probably support you on it.
All right, great.
Probably.
Don't focus on that one word.
Who is it? The sugar planter is actually female. That's the only one I've seen so far. I'm like, where'd the girls go?
Oh, so that means, like, you can be like, hey, give me some sugar.
Oh, my God.
You know, there aren't that many unwritten laws anymore for Civ 4, because now they've been written in this thread. Good job.
Way to ruin the mystique.
And hopefully, if you can, when you're building wonders and fitting it into your strategy, if they are wonders that fit into your strategy, but they're going to expire, build them sooner.
Thousands of views on YouTube, which kind of amazes me.
Well, you see, Josh, that's just about 10 or 12 people watching it several dozen times. I didn't want to have to tell you that, but...
No! I was still able to beg a woman to marry me and go on to have children despite this level of geekness, so there's hope for everybody. Well, you know, I do have several thousand views on YouTube, so I'm practically a celebrity.
Can we touch you for a quarter?
Let me think about it.
Do you feel special now?
Good for you. Why wasn't that in news?
In terms of taking multiplayer strategies, saying in single player, you find it helps you when you open a chat window and you tell one of the AIs, you suck!
Strangely enough, no, that doesn't work.
I don't make notes, but I get stuck in a game. I phone a friend. What do I do? Post on the forums. I need help. It's 1:06 a.m. 1:09 a.m. Why haven't you guys responded yet? You suck! I figured it's because we brought up math and we all had a fatal exception here.
Boop. Reboot.
And then Dan, of course, is just, well, Dan is Dan.
That's a very diplomatic way of putting it, thank
you. Makalua.
She drives me crazy.
Dan drives me even crazier.
We should actually thank the fellow Apolitoners for putting up with us.
Ooh.
If they're still listening at this stage of the game.
Yeah, seriously, why do you guys keep encouraging us?
No geeking out.
Well, this is a podcast about a game. I think we're a little late for the no geeking out rule.
Copyright 2008, Bolton Civilization site, at bolton.net.